All righty, let's talk about updates that are being made to the Broadcast Act. I'll say that word. It is great to have you here. You're listening to 640 Toronto, and we've talked about this. I've certainly talked about this for a long time. You know, we've got the Bill C-11, which has utterly irritated, you know, content producers and social media companies. Ottawa wants them to play by their rules, and these companies are saying, but your rules are going to crush what we do. And now we've got Bill C-18, which is even worse, because this bill is aimed at updating the Broadcast Act, but it's going to cut a lot of us off. Bill C-18, which is actually in the Senate, would require the tech giants to pay us in the news business to use our content online. And they've said, we're not paying. We'll get our content elsewhere. They can get it elsewhere. And they've already actually put teams together to block our content, Canadian content, so they can pull down Canadian links to news if the Liberals go forward with this, which they will. So if they think this is going to help any of us, people like me or whatever Canadian entity you like, it doesn't. This just further kills our business, because social media is about making money. They're not going to pay for this. Let me bring in Dr. Brett Caraway, associate professor with the Institute of Communications, Culture, Information and Technology over at the University of Toronto. Great to have you.
Good to be here.
You know, in search of all these solutions that the Liberals are bringing in to modernize broadcast and all these things, it's like they're bringing so many problems to the table. How do you see this one playing out?
Not well, not for Canadian
okay.
journalism.
Thanks for coming on.
We've talked about this before, and yeah. Last time we discussed this, I said, you know, I don't think these digital platforms are bluffing here. I think that they will block Canadian content because it's just not worth it. What this bill is doing is putting a price tag on a link, making available. It's not really repurposing. Like this, it's not like Facebook or Google or any of these platforms is necessarily reproducing the content, right? It's not like a blatant copyright grab where Facebook or Instagram is just posting word for word these articles. What they're doing is trying to regulate the making available, or in internet speak, that's a link, right? And putting a price tag on it, which means all of a sudden this becomes an additional cost for the platform. But the thing is, this is not a substantial revenue stream for a platform like Facebook. We're talking about $200 to $250 million a year. It's small. Mm-hmm. And so when you do that, it just creates a financial incentive to just exit the market completely. And the sad thing here is the overwhelming majority of these links are actually done by the Canadian news organizations themselves, because what they're trying to do is leverage the platforms to bring traffic to their websites, which is where they can get advertising revenues.
Yeah. At least I've had about 25 years in the business. So it's a great way for me to share my work. So I'm not only being seen in one silo, but if you're starting out and you want to use this kind of avenue to put your work out there, this is going to crush that. So for me, I look at this and go, how much more damage do you want to do to the Canadian news media? They've just done an atrocious job trying to do anything. They've just killed our credibility, not only with that $600 million bailout, but now they're doing all these changes, which, they say is going to help Canadians. It's going to do the very opposite. And I'm afraid, Brett, that by the time they figure this out, the damage will be done and it'll be too late to reverse it.
Yeah, I 100% agree with this. I think this is done with good intentions, or they're considering it with good intentions. They're trying to create a new bargaining framework, which they think is going to sort of result in a fair compensation scheme for news organizations, but it's so poorly crafted. I just don't see that happening at all. And I think what it's going to do is create a blind spot on the internet for Canadian news organizations. And it just makes already bad situation even worse. And, I'll be the first person to criticize platforms run by Meta or Twitter or whatever. They have completely upended the advertising business and cut those margins razor thin and created a lot of problems and a lot of headaches. But uh, this And I get that they want to sort of have a redistribution of all of those revenue streams that come back to Canadian news organizations, but this is not the way to do it. They should be looking at some sort of fund model, maybe something based on like the Canadian Media Fund. And this is something that companies like Facebook, and I believe maybe even Google, have expressed some interest in. Having a fund where some of the advertising revenues get channeled back into supporting these organizations. But the idea of charging money for internet links is absolutely crazy to me. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, or they could just change the CBC model and not let them take the advertising revenue that they really shouldn't be getting and they make a fortune off of, because they're already getting our billion and a half in subsidies. Having said that, they will screw it up because that's what governments do. And Australia, like in the fight with Australia, which is always cited as the example, these social media companies did it immediately. What's going to be different here?
Well, there's a settlement in Australia, and I'm not sure what the contours of that settlement are. But, the first thing that we heard in the initial rounds of debate here was that this is, the platforms are bluffing. They're saying they're going to do this, but they won't actually do this. And I don't think they're bluffing, because the Canadian news market is insignificant, in the grand scheme of things. It's just not, it's not big enough to be worth the additional financial liability here of yet another subsidy scheme. And I don't see them playing ball on this and setting another precedent here, and if the sort of political headwinds change in the United States, if there's a Canadian example in place for some sort of program like this, then who's to say an administration wouldn't try that in the United States as well? So I think, this is a small enough market that they can simply, turn off the spigot, so to speak, and take a stand here. So I expect that they will just stop and they will block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. So we will count the carnage, I guess, after, but it'll be too late. Brett, we'll watch and see how the dog fight is over this one, because I suspect it will be a real dog fight. Appreciate your time.
Always happy to comment, especially on this one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That is Brett Carraway over at the University of Toronto. And you out there, this should concern you. Not just about me, but I mean, this is going to have an amazingly bad, it's going to be a very, very harmful policy. It will not help anybody.